Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 30th, 2014. This is the fourth Sunday in Lent. In today's Eucharistic Gospel, we heard the story of Jesus healing the man born blind from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of John. I encourage you to take some time to read it for yourself out of your own Bible. It is a powerful story, Jesus healing a person who has never seen a sunrise, never saw the face of his parents, had never seen a sheep or a cow or a flower. Jesus heals a man who had made his living begging because a blind person couldn't make a living any other way. And as powerful of a miracle as this was, not everybody was happy. Not everybody was celebrating this great and mighty act of God. In fact, the religious leaders were pretty sure that it couldn't have possibly been an act of God, because the person who had done it, Jesus, had made some mud and smeared it on the blind man's eyes, and it happened to be a Sabbath day. And making mud happened to be work. So how was it that this man who had broken the law regarding Sabbath could possibly be of God? There's a lot of humor in the story as people continue to interrogate the man born blind. First, they don't believe that it really was him. It must have just been someone who looked like him. Eventually, they ask his parents to give identification for certain that this is the man born blind. They keep asking him to tell his story, and he continues to tell the same story. He never varies from it. At some point, the religious leaders say, "Give glory to God and not to Jesus," and they press him still further about how it is that he was healed. And finally, in what I can only believe to be exasperation, the man says, "I don't know who he was, and I don't know how he did it. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see." The man finally gets impatient with all of the interrogations. He's told everyone everything he knows about this man, Jesus. And finally, in exasperation, he offers them his experience. You see, they may want to argue about lots of things, but the man born blind doesn't have time for arguing. He needs to get on with catching up on seeing all the things that he's missed after a life of blindness. As I've reflected upon this story, I wonder about the things that I walk past every day. The moments and opportunities to see God at work in the world. But I'm too busy with my agenda. I'm too busy with my to-do list. I'm too busy being lost in my thoughts, mostly harried thoughts and impatient thoughts and anxious thoughts. And I'm so lost in my thoughts, I don't even see what's around me. When I wrote the Lenten Devotional for Living Compass about this passage, I asked the readers to consider, when was the last time we may have looked into the face of a loved one and really saw her or him? Or when was the last time we noticed the play of the sun's light on a flower? Or when was the last time we caught a glimpse of God's grace in an unexpected location? I asked the readers to challenge themselves to see someone or something in a different light. And I suggested that when we pay attention, when we open our eyes to the work of God all around us in great and small ways, we might be surprised to see something new that has been there all along. The blind man winds up seeing. And in the gospel reading, the people around him who allegedly saw everything turn out to be the ones who are blind. God deliver us from our own blindness, that spiritual dimness of sight, that we cannot see the work of God around us when it is bursting forth all over the place. The man born blind has much to teach us if we will but open our eyes. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.